Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're turning the corner. Not quite there yet. Otherwise, Hugh Jackson would probably still be there. But let's face it, you watch the Browns, and they're competitive. They got a lot of good young pieces on their roster. Good win this past week against the Falcons. And what are their good young players? He's certainly a piece of the puzzle moving forward. Tight end David Njoku is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. David, how are you today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing okay, man. No complaints. Man.
Yeah, you guys can't have any complaints either, at least as the drama seems to have faded. As that was all going down for you guys, what and really in the aftermath of your two head coach and your offensive coordinator being fired, Hugh Jackson and Haley getting fired, what did your GM say to you guys? I'm sure he had to come in and say something. What was the message to you all?
Just to, you know, try and stay focused through it all. You know, we've been dealing with a bunch of adversity throughout the year, and a mishap. So the main focus was to remain focused, and I believe we were working pretty well in doing that.
Yeah, it's never easy when those type of situations occur. But who took over? I mean, I know Greg Williams took over as the interim head coach. You guys are familiar with him because he's defensive coordinator. But in that locker room, what voice or whose voice became the driving force towards stability and focus?
I think it was all of us. You know, it's up to us to change. You know how this has been going here in Cleveland. And we all bought in, and we're all playing for each other, you know, and that's most important. So that being said, we're focused on building off of this and doing great things in the near future.
You know, it's funny. There's different tiers, different steps here, and you know this, David. To eventually, before you learn how to win, you got to learn how to compete, and you got to learn how to compete for four quarters. Then you got to learn how to compete for 16 games, and then eventually closing teams out in the final few minutes is tough. Take us through the steps. I mean, whether it was the early foible, like the missed kicks, because you guys knew you were right there. You're knocking on the door. You quite frankly should have won a few of those games. Had to be pretty dispiriting to be that close, knowing you probably should have at least two or three more wins at this point. How tough was that?
I'm obviously, you know, it wasn't an easy pill to swallow. You know, we were right there in some of the games, you know, the Saints game and everything. We were very close, and it sucks that we didn't get the win, you know, as an outcome. But we're not focused on that anymore. We're focused on these last six games, and just doing all we can to win.
David Njoku is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. What is Baker like day to day? We saw all you guys on Hard Knocks. By the way, did you like Hard Knocks? Did you have fun with that?
It was cool. You know, just like, you know, more cameras, but you know, camp was the same to me.
Okay, so now that the cameras are gone, what is Baker Mayfield like day to day? Let's face it, if Baker's the guy, and I think we all think that he is, then we know where the franchise is going. When there's no cameras, take us into the world of Baker Mayfield. What's he like as a teammate?
He's the same guy with or without cameras. You know? the same competitor, you know, great, great confidence. And he's a great quarterback, I believe, you know, and we're expecting great things from him.
Yeah, you know, we look at him coming into the draft, and you didn't know how his skill would translate, but it seems to have been picked up. Have you seen improvement? Each and every week it feels like there's something different he faces. Some of the challenges he succeeds in, others he doesn't, but he's always going forward. Is that infectious, right? His attitude, it seems infectious to you guys.
Of course, you know, we all feed off of that, you know. As an offense, we work very hard on executing, and you know, it starts with the quarterback, and he does a great job, you know, being our quarterback.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing, and I played on some bad teams when I was with the Giants, and one of the things that when Coach Coughlin came in, we had a new coaching staff, the culture needed to change, and there's some things are small, like being on time and you know, not playing video games or whatever little things are going on. How is that culture being changed in Cleveland? Because you, even if you weren't a Cleveland Browns fan, you knew about the malaise, the cloud that hung over this organization for so many years. How is that changing down there, David?
Well, like you said, it starts with the small details, you know, being on time, being there for treatment or for like the meetings that aren't really as important as, you know, the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And off of that, we build off of that and, you know, become a great team. But it definitely starts with those small details.
You know, I think we're all trying to GM John Dorsey came out, David, and he said that Greg Williams is going to get a chance to interview mm-hmm. for the job. And you guys coming off a really nice win against a pretty good, pretty talented Falcons team. What is the difference on game day that you feel or you see or you hear between Greg versus Hugh Jackson in terms of style?
I'm not really sure. I'm more focused on what I have to do during game day than to worry about that, honestly. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about worrying. I'm just asking you to react to what the difference is. You don't have to worry about it. You can.
Well, you know, worry or react. You know, I'm not really focused on that aspect. I'm more focused on just, you know, just listening to music. You know, rereading my tips and reminders and everything. You know, I'm just focusing on the game and really who's talking.
Okay. There you go, T. Take it away, bud.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you everybody I think once has rooted for this team to try to get better. You feel like you guys are close?
Yes, I definitely believe we are. You know, I like where we're going. You know, we had a great game against the Falcons, and we're just like I said earlier, trying to build off of this and do great things. You know, in this next upcoming week against the Bengals and so forth.
Yeah, now you guys are on a bye this week. And, David, I know that you're a proud Miami alum. What the heck is going on down at the U right now? It felt like last year's momentum just went away early. Are you paying attention or following? I know you guys have Virginia Tech this weekend. I don't know if you're going to make the trip there. It's not that far to Blacksburg from Ohio. But what's going on with the U?
You know, they're working hard. You know, obviously this year isn't what they wanted. Thus far, but they're trying to finish strong, and you know they're doing a good job working hard. You know, some things it is what it is.
No? Yeah.
So they just have to build off of this and just keep working.
All right, David Njoku for the Browns. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You good, David?
Bye. There he is.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.